Well, Olivia Siong, she joins us live now from Bali. Olivia, the two leaders meeting right now, and we just heard their opening remarks. What's the takeaway from that?
Well, you know, this highly anticipated meeting between the leaders of China and the U.S. finally underway after a very long period of discussion on whether or not this would take place, given the deterioration in bilateral relations that we've seen between the two countries in recent years, with differences over a range of issues, whether it's over trade or technology, and including the self-rule island of Taiwan. But in those opening remarks from that meeting that's taking place right now in that hall that's just behind me where the media are all staking out, we saw a rather conciliatory tone from both leaders, from Mr. Xi and Mr. Biden. Mr. Biden speaking first. He spoke for roughly about 2 minutes in which he said that despite the differences between the two countries, that he wanted to prevent competition from becoming anything that would veer towards conflict and find ways to work together on urgent and global issues. And he said that this is something that, you know, both countries will be discussing in the next couple of hours. A view also echoed by China, Mr. Xi speaking next, in which he had slightly longer remarks, and he's also said that both leaders have managed to stay in touch through various means, whether by video or phone call, but this does not replace in-person meetings. And we do know that this is the first in-person meeting that the two leaders are having since Mr. Biden took up the presidency about 2 years ago, so definitely significant. Mr. Xi also striking a rather conciliatory tone, saying that the leaders, as leaders of the two major countries, that they need to chart their course and find the right direction for the bilateral relationship and to elevate it, and that he's ready to have a, quote, candid and in-depth exchange of views on China-U.S. relations. The big question, though, is how that's going to happen given the range of issues facing the two countries. But analysts I've spoken to say that even though they are not expecting any sort of big breakthroughs with this meeting, there is still benefit from sitting down in person, being able to read body language, especially when context really matters for especially a country like China.
So Olivia, what President Xi is saying, you know, that there's a need to chart the right course for China-U.S. relationship, there's a need to work with more countries to bring together peace and stability. From President Xi's point of view, I mean, you think that these are just words that he's putting out there, or there's going to be some concrete action or follow-up that's going to come out from this meeting with President Biden?
Well, Telly, the meeting is just underway and we expect it to go on for a while. But at the end of that meeting, as with all the other virtual meetings or phone calls that have taken place between the two leaders, we are expecting to see statements. No joint statement, though, is expected from this meeting, but we would be expecting separate statements from the Chinese side as well as the U.S. side. Mr. Biden expected to hold a news conference and speak to the media after this high-stakes summit with the Chinese leader. Now, for Mr. Xi, this is a significant event that's taking place. This is his first overseas trip that he's making since the conclusion of China's, the Communist Party's twice-a-decade Congress that concluded in October, where Mr. Xi secured an unprecedented third term at the helm, and when he was also successful in stacking the top leadership of the Communist Party with his allies. So going into this from a position of strength and wanting to portray China as a global leader. Mr. Biden as well also getting a boost from that better than expected showing by the Democrats in the midterm elections. So it will be interesting to see how these talks pan out and how these two statements look from both sides. But certainly we'll be keeping an eye out of the outcome from this meeting.
We'll be looking forward to more updates from you later. Olivia Siong there speaking to us live from Bali.